Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sunday edition of Psychic View. So I've had the program on the air now since 2003, and I've been on a variety of different venues, several radio stations here locally, and I've been on Blog Talk since 2010, and I keep fluctuating between a daily show, a Monday show, a Sunday show. And it looks as though I'm settling in on the show being on Sundays. So I'm really pleased to see that y'all have tuned in here on Sunday. I think it is the best day. And remember, if you want me to make sure that I do my best to get you on the air, you should email me through my website, which is mona.vegas. Go to the contact page, email me, and say, yes, I will be calling into the program on Sunday. And then just give me the first six digits of your phone number, because I do have repeat area codes. So if you just give me the first six digits of your phone number, I will do my best to get you on the air to ask your question. And the way the program works is you actually think of one specific question. This is not a full reading. So questions that are out of bounds are these two questions. What do the cards want to tell me? Which is very open-ended, and it's why people book a full session with me. It's kind of the same as the last thing I just said. I want a full reading. What do the cards want to tell me? That's something I do usually New Year's Eve every year, right around New Year's. I'll do that, and I'll let you just ask a very open-ended question. So a good specific question would be, what do I need to know about my career? Or I'm having trouble with Sam. What do I do about Sam? So very specific questions would work real well on this program. I'm going to spend probably 3 to 5 minutes with each of you, sometimes a little shorter depending on how the calls line up. And I do appreciate y'all tuning in. Now, what I do every single week when I do the program is I draw a card of the day. And what's interesting is I drew a card, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. The Osho Zen Tarot deck, I found this deck about 12 years ago. I was in a little bookstore, and I said, I'm looking for a new deck of cards. I said, I've been reading with the Rider-Waite deck for most of my life. And she goes, oh, well, here's some decks. Just look through them. And when I looked through the Osho Zen Tarot deck, my whole body went goose flesh. And I had never had a reaction to a deck like that before. So it's the deck that I exclusively use. And it's funny because other psychic friends of mine refer to that deck as Mona's deck, which is kind of funny. But it's a beautiful deck of cards. It's a great deck of cards for meditation. So if y'all want to have a deck of cards where you just choose one card per day and you focus on that, not only is it a great way to learn the cards and get the vibration of the cards, but each card brings you to the moment of awareness, which is the whole reason I do this program. So the card that I drew is the most powerful card in my deck of cards. It's called The Master. And it's interesting because I did a reading for someone recently because it shows this a very wizened man with a long white beard, and above his head is this beautiful glowing orb. And it's interesting because I did a reading for someone recently, and his comment was, well, has his spirit actually created the orb? And I hadn't looked at it that way. I looked at it the other way around, as though the orb was spirit feeding him. But what if his spirit actually created this orb? Anyway, it is somebody that is enlightened, that gets it. And what areas of your life are you celebrating and bringing to clear focus? And when you start treating your life as though each moment is the most important moment, then that's exactly what starts to happen for you, is that your life becomes a series of important moments. And the more you are aware in each moment, the more power that you have. So I'm gonna lay out my whole deck of cards right now. I'm going to go to the callers. I'm going to do my best to get the folks on the air that have emailed me and asked me to get on the air. So I'm actually searching for an area code right now of somebody that emailed me. And I'm going to go to area code 408. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Christina.
Oh, hey, Christina. What's your question for me today?
I feel kind of lost in life in terms of career and love life, but I just need some answers.
Okay, so which one do you want me to concentrate on, career or love life?
Maybe career. Screw boys.
Okay. Because I have to tell you, most people push the whole love life thing, and love the love life thing is something that should be in your focus, but not an obsession. And what happens is a lot of people get into, I got to be with somebody. And now let me shift to your career, because that's really the most important thing here. First of all, I want you to accept the fact that you actually like chaos. I know you're going to tell me, oh, no, I hate chaos. I fight it. I don't want it, blah, blah, blah. But you kind of do your best stuff when things are chaotic. So instead of fighting it, I want you to say, well, you know, I'm really good at handling chaos. Just say it. The second thing I want to tell you is that the angels are trying to guide you to a career that's more satisfying for you. And it's not so much about getting a job, although you do have to support yourself. It's more about you allowing yourself to be a little bit more you in the job than previous opportunities that you've had. What's interesting is, you know, we have a company here in Vegas. You may have heard of them. They're called Zappos, and they have taken over a very big building in downtown Vegas. And they have a very different concept of how employees work with them. And that would be the environment that I would say would be great for you, where it's, you may get hired for a certain position, but it'll morph into something else as you discover the things that you do best.
I don't even know what Zappos is.
Oh, Zappos, Google them, Zappos. They're a online store similar to Amazon, but they specialize in, and actually I think Amazon bought them. I think they're connected with Amazon. But anyway, they specialize in shoes and clothing, but mostly shoes. And they're not the cheapest site out there either. But where they really stand out is customer service. So just look them up online. I think the philosophy is very interesting with them. You know, when you get hired, every single person that gets hired with Zappos goes through 5 weeks of training. At the end of 5 weeks, they ask you if you still want the job. And if you don't want the job, they'll pay you $4,000 to quit. Seriously.
Wow.
Because they really want people that are all in. And it doesn't matter how quirky you are. As a matter of fact, quirkiness is accepted, all right? So what I'm seeing here in your cards, and this is going to the kind of health-wise of what's going on with you, which is why it seems like there's this circle of challenge that you have going connected with you finding the right kind of job, is not only do you take everything personally, which is actually not a bad thing, because usually when you take things personally, that, you know, you also tend to take personal responsibility for things. But you have to realize that not everything going on around you is about you, all right? The second thing is that you're not getting enough rest.
Rest?
Well, it says that you're not getting enough rest. You're not afraid of hard work, all right? But what it's saying is that you're not getting quality rest. So it says
like R-E-S-T?
Yeah, as in sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Because what I'm getting here is that you are emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually exhausted.
Okay.
So the card that I love in your reading is this next card. And it is the card, in traditional tarot, it's called the Empress, which I'd like you to look that up online on Google. Look up the card, the Empress. It's major card number 3. In my deck, it's called Creativity. And what I like about the card here is it literally talks about putting yourself in an environment where creativity is an essential part of the day. All right? I'll give you an example where people can be creative, where it's not necessarily, you know, drawing frogs on a piece of paper or anything like that. It's when I say creative, it may be that you get to put your approach to something and to solve a problem that is totally embraced and accepted. And a lot of people that do that are outside salespeople.
Are what?
Outside salespeople. You know,
okay.
Like, okay, territory representatives or that sort of thing, where they know what their goal is. They know what they need to get done, but there's usually an awful lot of freedom to get it done. And for you to be in that kind of environment, they would get more work out of you than they would get out of somebody that just came in and punched a 9-to-5 time card.
Okay.
So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to make a list of all the things you know you're good at, all right? And then decide what industry that applies the best to, and then look for a sales-related position connected with that industry. So let me give you just one more example, then I got to let you go. Let's say you love to travel. Let's say you just love to travel. That's what you'd really like to do, all right? Well,
okay.
Here in Las Vegas, and I'm using the reference of Vegas because that's where I live. Here in Las Vegas, we have Expedia.com. We actually have the full call center for Expedia.com here in Vegas. What's so cool about working there is not only is it a super casual environment, and you do deal with a lot of customers and travel agents, but when you want to go on a vacation, it's probably a third of what it normally would cost.
Okay.
Because you work at a travel agency. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I want you to make a list of the things you really like to do and that you know you're good at. And then you look at different industries and go, okay, my skills would align with that. Because it's time for you to go, you know what, this is what I want, and actually say it. This is what I want. And then as far as romance, that comes after you get your career settled.
Does it have to be sales?
No, it can be anything. But I'm just giving you that as an example. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Girl. Gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is, I have transferred to a different job from a different county teaching once again.
Right.
And I just want to know how to make it more livelier this time.
Well, the way to make it more lively is to make it as fun as you possibly can.
Okay.
And the thing is that you need to give everybody permission around you to be fun, not just you being fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So that means that you might get in front of your class, for example, and say, how do you guys define fun? What's fun for you? And then you just write it up on the chalkboard or on the whiteboard or whatever you guys use these days. But you actually have, you might even have people write down what they think is fun on a piece of paper, and you put it in a big fishbowl. And you have people, you actually read it out loud. It's anonymous. What's fun? The more fun that you can bring into your environment, the more your class will participate.
Okay.
I remember in sixth grade, and this is going way back, we actually, we actually built something in our sixth grade class. It took up the whole classroom. And it was the lunar lander on the moon. Okay? We actually built that. We out of foam and cardboard and foil. I swear to God, I think every parent bought their kid two packages of foil to take to school just to make this thing.
Okay.
But at the end of the whole, at the end of the day, there was in the middle of the classroom this lunar lander that everybody built. It was the coolest thing, and it was something that was done while the teacher was teaching something else. So it was, and it was all hands-on. It was all about, you know, we did it usually during the science portion of the class, but that particular instructor was amazingly creative.
Okay.
So you may, as a class, decide to build a big model of something. And when you decide to do that, what happens is that you get the whole class involved, and you get the whole class working like a team. And then they're going to go, wow, we like Miss Kimberly's class the best.
Okay.
All right, girl, got to go. Thanks for
All right,
calling.
Thanks.
See ya. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, hold on. I've got somebody else I promised I would get on the air. I don't see their phone number, so I'm going to go to area code 360. Hello, 360. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. What's your question?
Hi.
Hey, can you turn your computer down?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm wondering how my, on the 18th, I have a court date for this kid that wrecked my car, so I'm suing him in small claims court, and I'm wondering how that's going to go, that.
Oh, that kid, that's a tragic little story over there. And here's the thing I'm worried about.
Okay.
Okay? That this kid is going to look more pathetic than you.
Right.
Exactly. Okay? Mm-hmm. So do you have an attorney, or you're just representing yourself in small claims court?
The attorney decided not to take my case because he said there wasn't enough money in it for him.
Oh, so. Sorry, what a dick.
I know.
That's wrong. Okay, so here's what I would do, because the thing I'm afraid of is that the kid's going to be lawyered up. The kid is going to show up with an attorney, and that's where it's going to make
in,
it
in the small claims court, there's no attorneys allowed inside.
Okay, all right, well, that's weird. I didn't know that. Thank you for telling me that. Apparently, I haven't spent enough time in court, right? Okay. Here's the thing, is that you need to have as many visual reminders of the fault of this kid as possible.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is the judge is going to be incredibly visual in this, all right? Now, taking it out of the court aside, he knows this kid's an irresponsible little brat. He knows it.
Okay.
But he also, in fairness, has to look at this legally, all right?
So, okay.
But that's where all of the visuals that you can possibly create come in. If you can actually do a sort of sequential drawing of how the accident happened.
Well, he was supposed to repair my car, and he just trashed it. He did tons of damage to it. He just tore it apart, ripped it apart, and... You know, didn't put the right bolts back on.
Okay,
you know,
wait a minute. So it wasn't an accident?
Right. He's a mobile mechanic, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he just did a ton of damage to the car when he was supposed to be fixing it. And like, he didn't even put the axles all the way in, so I could have been in a fatality.
Okay.
I could have been in a bad accident.
So, okay, so whatever proof you have...
Yeah, I have lots of pictures.
Okay, in chronological order, whatever proof you have of all of this needs to be presented that way. And what I'd like you to do, because he won't have it, I'd like you to have a summary of what happened.
Okay.
I'd also like you to make sure that any monies that you have put out there is recorded and tracked.
Okay.
Because if nothing else happens, hopefully this guy won't be in business anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. He's constantly advertising on Craigslist.
Okay.
You know, I put up warnings on there.
here's the other thing, is if you can find anybody else that's put a warning about him on there, I would print that out for court.
Okay.
So you have a project to do in the next couple of days where you're actually scouring the internet for any other complaints against him.
Yeah, there has been some. Yeah.
Okay. So this is not new. And you know, at the very least, he may need to pay for your car to be repaired at a qualified, actual, real car repair place. Or
okay,
you get some monetary damages so that you can move forward and take care of that on your own. But what I would do is I would go to other garages and get 3 estimates on
what it
would cost. Oh, good girl. I'm so proud of you. This is saying the more disciplined you are, the more successful this will be in your favor.
Okay.
Okay, so you're on the right track, but there's something about this kid, this man, that people feel sorry for.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't know if he was in the service, I don't know, but there's something that he is setting up that people just sort of feel sorry for him, and he takes advantage of it.
Right, exactly. That's what he
does. So you need to show that it's beyond that. And if you can reach anybody else that's ever been scammed by him, and actually write down their names and, you know, see if you can get their name and phone number and say, I'm taking this man to court. I don't know if they can show up in small claims court to back you up.
Yeah, I've asked people on Craigslist to contact me if they've been robbed by him, but nobody has yet. And they, on the one complaint, there's no, contact information for
then
them.
All you need to do, though, is that not only do I want you to check Craigslist, but I want you to check Yelp. I want you to check Merchant Circle. I want you to check any other place that a person can put a business for free.
Uh-huh.
Just actually put in the name of his company and reviews and do a Google search.
Okay.
And I'm Angie's List, another great place for you to check.
Okay.
All right. But the more complaints you can have, and then you say to the judge, you know, I may be the only one brave enough to actually point out that this person shouldn't be doing this.
Uh-huh.
And I could have been severely injured or killed as a result of his interactions with my vehicle.
Well, I did look on the court website, and he does have a long record of things, but it doesn't say what they are in different
That's
counties.
Fine. You still need to print all those out. You need to have those ready for the judge, because he won't be that prepared.
Right.
But he may have consulted with an attorney, right? And you're right. There's not enough money for most attorneys would look at your case and go, yeah, that's really screwy, and yeah, that really sucks that you have to go through that, but yeah, it's not enough money for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go in incredibly prepared, as though you yourself are an attorney, and just, you know, you have different files. Say, these are complaints I found on Craigslist. These are the complaints I found on AngieList. These are the complaints that I found on Merchant Circle. Now, the judge may say, well, if you have all these complaints, why did you engage his services? And that's when you say, well, he advertises like crazy, and I didn't do any double checking, and that's my fault. But, you know, and that's one of the things you may have to be prepared for, is that if you're doing all this diligence now, and of course moving forward you will do this kind of diligence for any other thing that you want to do. But I'm telling you, the more reviews that you can have, that you had no idea that there were all these complaints until you started having trouble with him, and then you started looking.
Okay.
All right. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
See ya. All right, bye.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hi, everyone. It's Vince.
Oh, hey, Vince. Where you been?
I've been working nights, so I haven't been able to get a chance to call you because you were on Mondays. So
well, and I'm moving back to Sundays, and it looks like that's the right day because I have a bunch of callers. So I'm moving back to Sundays. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
So tell me, what question can I answer for you?
Okay, well, I started this job in December. I've been doing really well at it, and I I'm trained as a relief operator, and the one line that I was trained on, it takes about a month to 2 months to actually get trained on. And
right.
I haven't quite grasped it yet, but I've gone there. Well, tomorrow night, and Tuesday night, the regular operator is not going to be in. And that means I'm going to be writing the show. The last couple of times I took over, I really screwed up, and I couldn't get anything going right. So I'm wondering if this time, tonight, I'll be okay.
Okay. One of the biggest secrets to being settled, and I'm going to give this secret to you. I'm just going to tell you that when you find yourself nervous, Vince, sometimes you make mistakes. It's like when people get afraid at work, they just start making mistakes, okay? You know? So I want you to move in slow motion.
Okay.
Now, it won't look like you're moving in slow motion to everybody else, but what I'm going to make you do is look at what are you doing? It's all this noise coming through your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just putting a couple of things away. I'm trying to get my office organized.
Yeah, don't do anything while we're chatting, okay, because the sound's coming right through the phone. All right, so move in slow motion. Do not multitask. Like, you're talking to me, but you're trying to clear your desk off. All right, don't do that when you start taking over this next couple nights, all right? I want you to move in slow motion. I want you to handle one thing at a time, all right? Do not multitask. If you're going to clear off your desk, don't do anything else but clear off your desk. If you're going to talk to me, just call me. Okay, you see what I'm saying? If you do one thing at a time, and just because you got this, you know this. There's not some weird emergency that's going to come out of the blue that's going to really mess you up. That's not going to happen. So instead, you go through the motions as though, yeah, you may be the guy in charge, but really you're just there to handle if something comes up. And according to this, nothing's going to come up that you can't handle.
Okay.
So as my mother used to say, don't borrow trouble.
Okay.
In other words, don't make up in your head what might happen when it's not going to happen. And when you get through these next couple nights and everything goes smoothly, then the next time you're the guy, the lead guy, you're going to feel more confident.
Yeah, just the last couple weeks ago, they called me into the office and said, you're not exceeding as quickly as we want you to. You need to step it up. And I told them one of the reasons is because my supervisor is not standing back and letting me run the show, and I'm not getting that chance, that opportunity. And he's been doing it, and he's the one that kind of screws up, and then it looks bad on me. So the next three nights I've got the show. So I'm going to hoping that he lets me handle it. And
all you do – no, sweetie, all you do is move in slow motion, okay? Don't make it harder than it is. Just go in and do your best. Relax. Take a lot of deep breaths. And don't get yourself all jacked up, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Go in – relaxed.
Okay.
All right? All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
Nice to hear from you.
Thanks.
Okay,
nice.
Bye.
Talk.
Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this? 917. Hello, hello. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. You might be listening to something else. So, okay, it looks like I have, let me take a quick break. I just need a little bit of water. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I'm back, and I've got somebody here. Looks like they're calling from out of the country. Hello, my international friend. Who's this? Hi there. You're
Hello.
Live on
Can
the air with
me?
Mona. Yes.
Hi. My name is Deep, and I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Oh, well, hello. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller to your radio show, Mona.
Thank you. What's your question?
My question is about my love life. I like a girl called Dimitra, and we are good friends, and we both like each other, but we are not in a relationship yet. I think she is coming out of a relationship, or she has come out of her previous relationship. So my question is, how strongly do you see us getting into a relationship or being able to get into a relationship, and do you get any timeline?
Well, I have to tell you that Dimitri is coming up absolutely fabulous in your cards. And what I adore about this woman is that she has a lightness about her. And what I mean by that is that she takes things seriously, but she has a sense of humor about it. So she's incredibly responsible, but there's this you just feel better when you're around her, and it's not just you, it's a lot of people. So one of the things that I see here is that she is she's weighing her options as to who would be a lifetime partner for her. And I want to let you know that she has a very definite timeline of when she wants to be married, all right? Now, and I don't mean this in a too intense sort of way or a uncomfortable way. What I mean is that she has this timeline in her head about marriage and children and marrying the right man and being with the right person, all right? You're right. There is some chaos from a past relationship that she's still dealing with. So what I would say to her next time you have the opportunity to say this where it seems to be the right moment, you can say, so what is your plans for marriage and children? Just ask, what is your plans for marriage and children? And see what she says. Because what I like about her is if you ask the question, she will answer it without dodging it, without making it like it's a big deal. She'll just very blithely, very easily answer that question. So what you're saying is, where do you see yourself in regard to marriage and family? What's your timeline?
You're asking me?
No, I'm asking her. I'm asking you to ask her that. See, you're ready now. See, you're ready right now.
Yes,
you'd marry her tomorrow, according to what I'm seeing here, all right? But we need to ask her timeline. Are you looking? You need to actually ask it this way. Are you looking to get married and have children someday?
Yeah.
And if she says yes, say, okay, I was just curious because, you know, I think that you're a great gal. And this is when you actually say, I think you're a great gal and you deserve to have someone that just treats you great. And I'm just wondering. You know, the funny thing is she's going to wonder if you're actually interested in her that way by you asking that question. And if you don't, you know, if you don't pick it up like, I think I could marry you, but you just say it very casually, like, you know, what are your intentions for marriage and family? What's your timeline? What you're going to probably find is that if you treat that very lightly, but you've asked the question, you've planted an idea in her head that you wouldn't have normally planted had you not asked that question. Do you see what I mean?
Right. And does she not already know that I'm interested in her?
Well, what's interesting here is that because you have done a very good job of being gentlemanly, you have behaved absolutely beautifully with her. You haven't been too intense. You haven't been too needy. You haven't been anything but a good friend, right? But you now ask the question because she likes you. There's no question here she likes you. She's coming up favorably in your cards. She regards you well. So you actually ask the question, what's your timeline for marriage and children?
Right.
And I'm sorry, ask that again?
Yeah, that was just to give her the idea that I am I'm thinking about her from that angle.
Right, but ask the question. She could, the way she answers this is going to give you a lot of information. So you ask the question, what's your timeline for marriage and children? Now, I don't think she's going to be a smart aleck about it. I don't think she's going to go, why? Who wants to know? She's not going to do it that way. She's going to go, well, you know, I'd like to be married. You know, and she may say, I'd like to be married within the next couple of years. Well, now you know. Do you see what I mean? Go ahead.
I did have those discussions with her last month where she was saying that her relationship is not going anywhere. And then she said she'll be 30 this month. And then I told her that she needs to do this by this, and then she wants to have two children. This is what she needs to do by within such and such age. So, and she was then thinking about it.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm laughing for a reason. Okay, because this woman, you can't control this woman. I need to point this out to you, that should this relationship move forward to a serious relationship, she is not as traditional as you want her to be. Now, she's a great person introduced to your family. She'd have no problem introducing you to her family. But one of the things that I'm picking up, which is why I kind of chuckled there for a second, is because she is not someone you're going to be able to control.
Right.
The only way that you could actually have this woman in your life is if you give her lots of space and delight in her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this would be somewhat of a non-traditional marriage should it move to that direction, because she'll be the boss of you, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I actually think you'll delight in that. I do.
Yeah.
Having her in your life is so when you say that a woman should have children within a certain age, that actually sets you further apart from her than closer to her.
Mm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you say is, you still, the way I would say it is, so you still want to be young enough in your retirement age to travel after you have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would say it if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I keep getting with you is that if you had it your way, you'd marry her tomorrow. I mean, you're already there. She's warming up to you, but she's not there yet. She's got to know that the man that she's going to be with is going to be her playmate, her partner, her lover, her best friend. And you need to be that guy, not the guy that's going to control her life, because she won't marry a man that's going to control her life.
Mm-hmm.
And, sweetheart, I got to go. I really have to go.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for your call.
All right, see you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, let me go back to area code 917, see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 917, are you there? I think they're just listening, so I'll put them back on hold. All right, I'm going to go to area code 323. Hello, 323. Who's this?
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. What's your question?
I am actually coming to Las Vegas in a couple weeks.
Yay!
I'm a semi-professional card player. thinking about
nice.
Thinking about entering the main event. And just wondering if you have any information on Lady Luck for me, or where I should play, or what I should do.
Okay, so if you, it's interesting because your cards are coming up as though you really are very good at what you do.
I'm very good.
Okay, well, it says that you're very good in your cards.
Thank you.
This is, here's the thing that I want you to tackle before you come to Vegas. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Lay it on me. I just have to say, you are whip smart, like really mentally agile. I mean, I really appreciate you. So thank you very much.
Wow. Is this the first time you've tuned into my program?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I'm never up at this time, but I saw you online. I had a feeling, and then I've listened to you. And I mean, I'm smart, and I recognize that in other people. And you're like really effing smart.
Wow, thank you. I don't get compliments often, so thank you. All right, so here's your homework assignment.
Okay.
Nobody, David, can hold a grudge like you can.
Wow.
You remember everything. All right, so here's your homework assignment, and I want you to do it today, definitely before you come to Vegas, all right?
Okay.
You're going to take out a sheet of paper, and you're going to write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the person did, okay? So you're going to write down a person's name and what they did to hurt you, all right? And this could be somebody that screwed you at work. This could be somebody that hurt your feelings. This could be, you know, someone you were in a relationship with and they dumped you, whatever it is. This could go way back to something that happened in grade school even, all right?
Right?
But every single person that's ever done anything to piss you off, hurt you, upset you, whatever it is, goes on this list. At the when you've exhausted, and you can use more than one sheet of paper if you need to, but this is a really, really great exercise to get you out of sort of the monkey mind thing that you sometimes get yourself into and into instead clarity, focus, and true present, all right? So you're going to write down the name, what they did. When you've exhausted the list, you're going to write the following sentence. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you're going to sign your name at the bottom of that sheet of paper or sheets of paper. You're going to crumple it up, and you're going to safely burn it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Because, and then I want you to start carrying around a little pad of post-it notes. And every single time one of those little monkey things crawl into your brain, I want you to write it on the sticky side of a post-it note, what it is, the person, whatever that situation is. I want you to write it on the sticky side of a post-it note, fold it in half so it's like a little envelope, write the words, I release, put it in your pocket, and at the end of the day, burn it. Because you will forget somebody. You'll forget something. As soon as this all bubbles up, you're going to start going, oh, crap, I'm hanging on to all this shit in my head. All right? Then, now let me get to your question. But you have to do that first.
Okay.
You don't have to do this the hard way. Stop thinking of this adventure as though it has a goal of you winning a bracelet. All right?
Oh,
don't think
yeah,
of it that way.
About that.
Okay, I want you to get into true present, all right? Which means you do your best stuff when you're not thinking about anything else but the cards.
Correct.
And that not only do you have your logic going on the odds of is the river card going to be a full house, all right?
Right.
Not only are you going to have that going in your head, but you're going to be looking around at everybody in the sense of being in true present, where you're feeling the energies of everybody else at the table.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to let you know that your cards are coming up twofold. These are the two big things I want to tell you. If you can get past the crap that's happened in the past, and if you can get to the point where you don't do it the hard way, I should say it differently. I want you to say it this way. The past has no power over you now, and it's going to be easier than you think. That's the message I want to give you.
That's a good message. Thank you.
Okay, so dump the past. It's going to be easier than you think. And that's the phrase I would keep putting in my head. It's easier than I think. Okay? And
right.
I tell people that really want to play cards, like you, I tell them to take $40 and go to the Gold Coast, because they have a 1-2 table at the Gold Coast, or at least they used to. And the goal is to leave with the $40.
Well, I mean, I have a fair amount of means, so I'm not scraping by.
No. I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to other people that think they want to really learn how to be like a kick-ass poker player, that the goal is that they go to a place like the Gold Coast or some of the small tables,
right.
And they go with $40 and they leave with $40. Because
right.
If you can have that kind of patience, you can play cards. Most people want to do what they see in the last 10 people of the World Series of Poker.
Right.
And you've mastered that. So I'm
it's like Sandra Bullock in a movie. It's not real.
Oh, I love her. She's one of my favorite actresses. I love Sandra Bullock.
Well, I know, but my point is it's one in a million.
Well, what this is saying is that you're going to have a lot of fun, and it's not just going to be about the cards. It's going to be about some of the other people you meet.
Oh.
I know, right?
Should I call you when I get there?
You can if you want to book a session, sure.
All right.
All right, sweetheart. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hello, 646. Who's this?
Hi, it's Helena. How you doing?
I'm great. What's your question?
I career and money and singing in with that.
Wow, it's so funny. I just got this flash for you. And it's not regular karaoke. It's karaoke that you arrange, which is the funniest thing that I could possibly say to you. What I'm telling you here is that for you to have what you want, you need to create a circle of friends that support you in having what you want. All right? So it's saying here that there's a deep letting go of what you've done before to embrace what you really want to have. And it's also talking about you getting involved with groups where your talent is sort of a given to be a part of the group, all right? And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say there is a group of people that does the karaoke circuit in your town. In Vegas, there's several places that do karaoke. But what I'm suggesting that you do is that after you kind of get the vibe of how karaoke works, maybe you are the karaoke host at several of these little pubs and taverns where you live, and that you create it. So what happens is for a modest amount of money, the bartender or the owner of the pub or the tavern pays you to actually conduct the karaoke thing. But the cool thing about the fact that you'd be the one coordinating it and getting it done is that you can also sing too. Because you'd be in control. So what it's saying is that there is a window of opportunity here for you, and it's saying literally over the next 4 months where you can create this new adventure, which in a way that nobody else has ever done. And it's not going to cost you that much to start it up. And I would even look online to see if there are really decent karaoke you know, the thing where they have the TV screen and the words and the, there's like a whole karaoke setup. I would look online to see who's selling a used one. Because what it's saying is that for you to find the spotlight means that you just step into it. And the way to step into it is to control the environment so that you get your little spot in the sun. And you may create, and I'm just kind of fast-forwarding here with you, but you may create a reality series around that.
I do video interviews, but it's different. It's more about Mother Earth.
Right, but see, if not, but since you have a little experience with that, you can take it to kind of another level where it's, gosh, it's almost as if I see that you are, you become not only someone that's talented at what you do, but you become a little bit of a talent scout. But what it's saying is that, yeah, I really see that this creative side, this musical side of you, this singing side of you really needs to come to the fore. Because I don't care what you do to earn money during like the day, for example. But what I want you to do is have something you celebrate outside of the work hours that really is what you want to do. And that could lead to something that could pay you much more money. Because let's say you made $300, and I'm using this as a modest amount of money, but let's say you made $300 a night being the person that acted as the master or mistress of ceremonies for karaoke. Well, that's what? That's like $60,000 or $70,000 a year. If you could do that five nights a week.
Oh, yeah. But five nights a week seems a little... Well, anyway.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that you can actually have the best of both worlds going here for you. Because how interesting is it when you say to people, oh, yeah, well, I work here, and, you know, this is what I do during the day, but by night, I'm the mistress of ceremonies for karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that sounds fun. Where do you go? And I could see you doing this in bowling alleys. I could see you doing this in pubs. I can see you doing this at corporate events.
Yeah.
Where you become sort of the karaoke queen. Oh, my God, that's a great name for you. The karaoke queen.
So funny, because karaoke is what I run away from. And I don't have a day job. I am an actor, but I'm wondering about getting paid full-time for that at some point.
Well, but what it's saying is that you need to demand that you find the spotlight for yourself.
So
what better way to do that? I mean, I have to tell you, you know, I'm on this. I have this radio program, right? I've had this radio program since 2003. And again, if you were listening at the beginning of the program, I've had it on a variety of different venues, and I've been on Blog Talk for 5 years. One of the reasons I have this program is when people call me and they want a reading, and they can't afford to actually come to me for a session, I will encourage them to call my radio program so they can ask their core question, the thing that they were most going to come to me about anyway, for free. But you know what it does for me is it puts me in just a little bit of a spotlight.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was looking for a psychic view because I had read some notes of, I called once before and I couldn't find you. And the notes from before.
Oh, well, here's what happened. Let me explain what happened. I was paying for a very modest package, and they stopped live streaming of that package. So I had to take on the more expensive package in order for me to actually have a live streamed program. But I didn't find out about it till all my callers dropped off, and I looked at the packages, and they very, very subtly changed. That you can have a podcast, you can have a broadcast, but we won't stream you live now until you're at this particular package, which I had to discover on my own. I was
That's
just wondering why my calls all just dropped off, and you know what? Blog Talk has every right to do that. They own this, you know. But I sort of found out about it because I lost a bunch of calls, and I was going, is it me or is it them? And then I figured out what it was. But now if you search me, I come up right away because now my program's back being live streamed again. So anyway, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Yes.
All right, you guys, so I don't have time to take another call, but I want you to stay on the air here for just a second so I can let you know that for the rest of June, I'm doing the program on Sundays and Mondays. So I will be live again tomorrow at 9 a.m. So if you want to take your coffee break, if you work during the week and you want to call in, or if you want to just shoot me a quick email, mona@mysticmona.com, shoot me a quick email, let me know that you're going to call in. I will do my best to get you on the air. But my program is shifting back to Sundays, and it will be back on Sundays as of July for sure. But I do appreciate you guys finding the program and tuning in and being right here. I may take the program to a two-hour program on Sundays starting in July because it looks as though I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of calls. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to let a lot of your calls go today. But I'm back live again tomorrow. For the rest of this month, I will be live on Sundays and Mondays, and then going into July, I'll be live back on Sundays. So I will look forward to seeing and visiting with you all then. And if you'd like to book a session with me, go to my website, mona.vegas, and send me an email through the contact page, and we'll see if we can get that set up. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day, and I appreciate that you all tuned in.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Vice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Vice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to DiceWisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. 0461, or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.